We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Peacocked. What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Discounts are great on pizza, groceries, clothes. But when you see a discount on LASIK, you're skeptical. That's because we've been trained to think that anything that makes your life better has to be expensive. At the LASIK Vision Institute, it's just not true. We're able to provide amazing discounts and affordable financing on LASIK because LASIK is all we do. So don't be skeptical. Be excited about a life of new vision from the experts in LASIK. Right now, at the LASIK Vision Institute, we're offering $1,000 off our Wavelight laser if you're treated in July. That's $500 off per eye. Plus, take advantage of our guaranteed financing. Go to LASIK.com to see if LASIK is right for you. The LASIK Vision Institute. Amazing vision. Amazing price.
Must mention this promotion and be treated in July of 2021 to qualify. $1,000 off for both eyes on standard Wavelight price. $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. See details at LASIK.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Okay, welcome into the Gary Parish Show. No, it is not GP today. It is his producer, Bennett Doyle. GP's on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. I'm here today. Got Connor Dunning, Jeffrey Wright here in studio with me. Glad they're with me. Glad you're with me. And I hope you're getting through the day just as best as you can. Ready for the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, because the opening ceremony took place early this morning. You can actually watch the replay tonight. They're going to re-air it on NBC in primetime tonight. Olympics going to be in full swing tomorrow and for the next couple weeks. And I'm going to tell you some of the biggest storylines to be paying attention to as the Olympics begin this weekend. I love the Olympics. My wife loves the Olympics. We're going to talk about that coming up here in the next segment. After that, I've got four stories, including some big Major League Baseball news today. We've got some news surrounding two of the best wide receivers in the NFL. And a cool story from Memphis basketball yesterday. Plus, me and Connor, we got some entertainment news that we said we're going to get to. We'll do that at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, as always. I'm going to do what I always do and just say, Jeff, what's up? And we'll go from there. Then we're eventually going to do dinner to go and get on out of here. No Dateline tonight, by the way, due to the opening ceremony. So apologies in advance to everyone who's been holding their breath for my long-awaited Dateline preview debut. We're going to get there someday, I promise. But first, like I said, I got Jeffrey Wright here in studio. Again, the news of the week, of the day. It's this ongoing story surrounding Texas and Oklahoma potentially heading to the SEC. Doesn't sound so much like potentially anymore, though, right, Jeffrey? Like, this is happening. It's happening.
This is happening, and I think here's how you know for sure it's happening beyond the fact that the Big 12 is scrambling. I think there was a legitimate concern when the story first appeared. What's Texas's angle here? Because I think there was a general thought that Texas, this isn't, like, I tip my cap to them a little bit. This was kind of admitting defeat.
Yeah, you got to look in the mirror a little bit and say,
like, this was definitely introspective.
We are one of the biggest brands in college football, but it's not enough. Just because we're Texas, it's not enough. We need to make sure that we're staying on the same level as all of our peers, and right now we're not as much.
Yeah, and I think another aspect that expedited it was the fact that they watched A&M go to the SEC, and let's be real, they kind of said, like, hey man, that's cool, like, don't let the door hit you in the ass. Like, there was definitely an element of that. And then while I still don't believe A&M's star shines as bright in terms of a brand as Texas, there is no doubt that Texas A&M has completely leveled up. And look at it this way.
Yeah.
They've since joining the SEC, they've essentially torn down their stadium and built a brand new one. Like, they did it in a couple of pieces, but they were able to do that.
Hired a Hall of Fame coach.
They get to basically, they literally said, we want to go out and hire a coach, and they were able to just write a $75 million check. Now, I know everyone makes their jokes and whatnot, and it's fine, but rather than think about it from the business perspective, they were able to just sit there and say, what's it take to get Jimbo Fisher out of Florida State? Well, it's going to take, I don't know, $75 million guaranteed. Almost every other school in the country goes, okay, who else? Who's next? Who we got else on the list? Like, and moving on. That's what it took to go get Jimbo Fisher, and they did it. And so you've now cycled through, I believe, their fourth coach in that time. You have never really threatened to make the playoff. I guess you could kind of say, was it 2 years ago with Herman? The year before he got fired, they kind of were in it for a minute, but never really. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So you look at, and if you're Texas, and you look at the whole landscape, I think you had to ask yourself, what do we have to do to get there? And whether or not you like it and whether or not it's entirely fair, I think they came to the realization, the three letters, SEC, it matters. In terms of building a roster, in terms of being able to compete at the highest level, like, that is what matters. And maybe there's also an element.
Just means more.
Yeah, but and in fairness, maybe there's also, like, a self-fulfilling prophecy element of it in that, you know,
interesting,
you're going to get the benefit of the doubt, you're going to do everything that you can. But I think Texas realized they were watching the profile of every school that they considered beneath them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were watching them get past.
Yeah.
And I think there was an element of that. And so when you started to see this week, I think there was this idea that, all right, what's the angle here? I mean, we're wrestling guys. You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain point you're sitting there going, like, well, what do they really want? And when we got through last night and you found out that the Big 12 athletic directors had a video conference meeting that they didn't show up to.
Right. That's all you needed to know.
That wasn't a bluff because
if
they would have been bluffing, here's what we would have heard this week. We would have heard leaked reports about demands that Texas and Oklahoma want.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe they want a bigger piece of the pie. Maybe they, you know, they're tired of carrying all of the weight of the Big Ten from a brand standpoint and not getting the money. And when you literally heard nothing, that was when you knew this is happening.
Yeah.
And I think, weirdly, the louder and louder Texas A&M, like you got more and more reports of Texas A&M being unhappy and whatnot, that let you know this is this is done.
Yeah. A friend of the show, Dennis Dodd, who works for CBS Sports, covers college football, which, by the way, if you want all the info on this, he is literally breaking stuff left and right. Go to his Twitter feed just to kind of get the timeline of how all this is kind of going. But he reported today that Texas and Oklahoma are expected to declare their intent to leave the Big 12 within the next 24 to 48 hours. So, like we said, this is likely happening. Not a matter of if, but when. And then Pete Thamel actually reported that this convo with the SEC has been happening for over a year. That this is, even though the other schools seem to be surprised by it, Texas and Oklahoma and the SEC have been working on this, apparently. This is not just some new thing that they lucked into. This has been a plan for a minute.
Again, I don't know if this will ever get reported or whatnot, so this is going to be speculation. But I think what has become obvious to me now is when we heard of Fox and CBS walking away from the table for the rest of the SEC TV rights, because they just, like, they apparently, you know, if you go back to the stories at the time, there were, like, unnamed sources from CBS and from Fox going, I don't know how ESPN and Disney, I don't know how they got to that number. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, there's no way. Like, they just overpaid. They overpaid. It seems likely now that ESPN felt pretty good that, we're not bidding on these 14 teams.
No, we're bidding on, like, the future of college football.
We are bidding. Right. We are bidding on these 14 teams plus Texas and Oklahoma. And you have to think, like, in the back of your mind, can you imagine Fox walking away like, well, I mean, we still got
the Big 12.
We got the Big 12. We got the Big 10. Like, yep. We still got Texas and Oklahoma. We still got the Red River Showdown.
Yep. Oh, man.
Ooh.
Bad news. Okay, so now that we know that the Big 12 is not going to look the same in the future, I kind of want to go through what's next for these other teams. I think that there was a report, again, from Dennis Dodd, that there was another Big 12 team that was looking into getting, like, a consulting firm or something about potentially moving to a different conference, trying to move to a different conference. It's all up in the air, it seems like, but it does seem like there is a potential for the Big 12 just to not exist and these schools either all go somewhere else or try to form a new league that maybe the Big 12 could just end up dissolving completely. I think that seems,
I would argue, likely.
Yeah, I think that seems likely. So the future of these remaining eight teams in the Big 12 as it stands right now, Oklahoma State, Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech, Kansas State, Iowa State, and West Virginia. There was a report about Kansas that they had spoken with the Big Ten about potentially joining that. Now, that sounds like, to me, that sounds like something Kansas wants out there.
Well, they've wanted it before.
They've wanted it before.
They tried to get in to the Big Ten before, and we want to talk about, like, somebody that got humbled a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas went in thinking, like, we've got our basketball program.
Right.
This is all, you know, we forget football. It doesn't matter. And the Big Ten said thanks, but we're good here.
Thanks, but no thanks. Yeah. So, in my opinion, because we talked yesterday about how this relates to Memphis, and I'm going to talk to Jeff a lot about how this relates to Memphis and what their next move should be or should not be. Do you see it more as these schools, any of these schools, try to band together? Like, I would think that, you know, maybe Kansas State would have a reason to want to band together, but it doesn't appear that's necessarily the case. Like, do you think it's every man for himself now? How do you think this kind of starts to play out with these other schools in the Big 12? I mean, we talked about before the show, like, you know, which of these are even real big brands, right? Like, who has the big brand? I would argue Oklahoma State kind of does. You know, I'm not so sure about TCU, Texas Tech, in Kansas State and Iowa State.
So there's a fun little thing over Wall Street Journal. And again, this isn't a perfect science, but they rank the schools based on their college football brand.
Okay.
And if you look at it, this is kind of the sobering reality. Ole Miss, which is probably one of the four maybe, yeah, right? Four weakest brands in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Number 22.
Okay.
Kansas State is at 29.
Okay.
And Oklahoma State is at 30.
Wow.
So
okay, then.
That's like, this is, I think this is the interesting aspect about this round. The question that you're asking right now, like, as in what's next? This is what's fascinating to me. Because the previous rounds of conference expansion or realignment that we've always seen, it has either been to add a, to be able, honestly, there was a point in time in college football where you used to have 12 teams to be able to host the, at the time, what was considered the new money generator that everybody wanted a piece of, which was the conference championship game. You had to have 12. So a lot of people were adding to try and be able to get to that. Well, the last round of conference expansion, it was done in order to add a new television market to your conference because what everyone was trying to sell at the time was their brand new TV networks.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So you wanted to add new households that you could sell it to because that was going to bump up the revenue. So when everyone asks, how did...
Which is the old argument for why Memphis would never be in the SEC because the SEC already has the Memphis market.
Correct.
Yeah.
That was... That, for instance, if Missouri and Memphis would, like, imagine a world where they were, all things were equal.
Mm-hmm.
The SEC was always going to pick Missouri over Memphis because, A, it's a bigger market, and B, it was a market they didn't have.
Right.
The St. Louis, the Kansas City, like, that whole market, it brought them into a new footprint. Well, now that we've seen cord cutting and that cable subscriptions and satellite subscriptions, they've all gone down.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer about total households. How can we get more households? And so because of that, what we're now finding out is what matters. Well, when everyone says this is being driven by TV, that's correct. But I don't. What seems to get lost in this, in everyone yelling at each other, it's not just about getting, it's not just that it's driven by TV. This is getting driven by the TV executives going, listen, we're gonna make you all rich. We're going to get rich too. And we cannot get rich by showing Alabama dusting UT Chattanooga, Alabama dusting Lafayette, dusting whoever. Or, you know, heck, half the SEC games were 40-30 point games.
Right.
We can't do that. But you know what we're really good at? We're really good at going to Norman, Oklahoma, going to Tuscaloosa, going to Austin, going to Oxford, going to Starkville, going to every single one of these campuses and making it look awesome, making it look like something you want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to sell this, we're going to start having games people want to watch. And it's now officially the era of the brand. And so what's going to be, I think when you start to see there's so many, you know, the Big 12, there's a lot of hurt feelings right now. Because, you know, there was always the joke forever, you know, the conference exists just so Texas and Oklahoma can fill out a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? They're kind of finding out.
That was absolutely true.
Yeah. And like, yeah. You know what I mean? And so if you're the Big Ten, I'm not sold on this whole it's going to be super conferences, you know, 4-16-team super conferences. I'm not sold on that. The only way that does become something is if the Big Ten's television partner's Fox. Fox is going to have to go to the Big Ten and be like, hey, you know what we think makes a lot of sense for y'all? You'll need some Ames, Iowa in your life. Or you need some Waco, Texas in your life. Or, you know, you need Manhattan, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
What I find tough to believe. I don't think there's anyone at Fox that's scrolling down this list of those are available and going, hey, I think you guys need to add him.
Yeah.
Now, maybe the Pac-12 gets to a point where, okay, we know we can't, you know, maybe the Pac-12 starts to grow kind of in the old way of thinking, not necessarily from the financial standpoint, but maybe the Pac-12 goes, maybe we do need to expand to Texas because, you know, maybe the future for us is a streaming, is the streaming services, and maybe we get a couple million extra subscriptions that we wouldn't have gotten. Maybe they go that way. But as of right now, other than Notre Dame, I don't really know what's out there that makes a television network. Like, I think what's getting lost in all this, Texas and Oklahoma didn't necessarily go to the SEC just because, you know, they watched everyone else partying in the SEC and they're like, we want some of that. They went there because they're like, this is what the landscape is. This is the future of, this is basically, they went there to, you know, to take it back to the original thing. They're protecting themselves.
Yeah. With Memphis, I think that just as a Memphis fan and someone who is just looking at this a little bit from an outsider's perspective, like, my personal opinion is what we were talking about a little bit earlier is if you're Memphis, I think the thing you don't want to do right now is put all your chips in and try to get in the Big 12, because I think it's going to be another Big East situation again where this thing's going to implode on itself. Like, I would be, my hope would be that the ACC is able, or the AAC is able to stay a strong brand and bring on some schools. I think that's what you would be rooting for if you're a Memphis fan. And again, you don't really know what the other schools are thinking in UCF, Cincinnati, Houston, like where are they at right now? And do they want to jump ship and try to go to this new Big 12? You would hope that they're thinking the same thing that we hope Memphis is thinking, that like, let's stand our ground. Let's stand pat, because this thing is bad right now over here. This Big 12 thing, it's going to implode on itself. You're going to inevitably have some decent brands that we want in the AAC to come on over. You know, we'd take a Baylor. We'd take a TCU. We'd take a Oklahoma State.
And also it gives some more balance to the league in that, you know, you can now have the western side of the league, you know, more balanced than the eastern side. We talk about it on our show. Sometimes in these situations, you need a little Cartman brain. You need to ask yourself, wait a minute. You've never wanted me before, but now you want me?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Because in the end, you kind of like, you have to look at it in terms of this. If you're the Big 12, and this is why in the end I don't think it lasts. First off, it's only going to take one more. If Kansas or Iowa State gets that invite,
right, we
to
are
the Big
one
10,
of those schools away.
It's official.
Yes.
Like, it's
yes.
Dead. I think it's dead already.
I do too.
Because in the end, like, to answer your original question, like, what's everyone's attitude going to be? It's going to be whatever human being's attitude is.
It's, we got to save ourselves.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got to save ourselves.
And, you know, I do kind of like the idea of, oh, one school's reached out to representation to help navigate realignment. Well, you and I can hire an agent.
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting a network television show. Mm-hmm. Like, you know
right,
what I
right,
mean?
Right,
like,
right.
We can have the best agent in the world. We're not getting work.
Absolutely.
Like, so, yeah, you feel free, but, like, you're just spending money. You're lighting money on fire. So, congratulations. I think they're, you know,
I think it's going to implode on itself just for the simple fact that you see these like reports coming out, like we said about Kansas earlier. Like, even if they're not true, all the other schools, they're just all looking at each other. It's like one of those things where, like, you know, you're all sitting in a room and it's like Usual Suspects.
Yes.
Like there's one bad guy, but you don't know who it is.
Correct.
And so they're all just going to be, you know, afraid of each other. And so when that rumor starts coming out that Kansas is looking at the Big Ten, it's like, Oklahoma State, we got to do something. We're Oklahoma State. We cannot be stuck in this situation. We're a good brand. We're a big school. We got to help ourselves.
And I made the joke on our show. If I'm Mike Oresco, I'm calling every single person I know in the media. Hey, did you hear what Kansas State's doing?
Yeah, you hear what's going on over there?
Like, right? you need that room to turn on each other. Like, you need it to become Lord of the Flies. Yes. You need everyone. You need chaos.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably going to implode without it.
Yeah, I do too.
But in the end, like, I made the metaphor today that when you start reading, I actually think the reporting that we've seen on this story from the Big 12 side, I think it's been pretty accurate. And you start to see, well, last night they're thinking about Boise State, or they're thinking about BYU, they're thinking about UCF, they're thinking about Cincinnati. Well, today, no, that's not what they're thinking. They're calling up the Pac-12 and they want a super league, a 20-team league.
Right.
It's exactly kind of what I felt like last night. This is that scene in the movie where everyone is like, we need ideas, guys. We need ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sleep until someone figures it out. And then there's always the one guy that steps up. It's over, guys. It's over. And I think they're still in the middle of we need ideas. Like, you never want to, like, give up on your livelihood until, like, basically usually till someone tells you.
Right.
It's done. And in this situation, I don't know if anyone's ever going to step in and say it's done. But you can read the writing on the wall. They're one official move away from being done.
Yeah.
But I think even in the end, I think when you see the way that they're reacting, they know that what they are or what they're trying to add doesn't change their circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So their only path out now is they got to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because, as we mentioned, this entire round of realignment is about brands. Well, they're the leftover brands of the Big 12, and the Big 12 wasn't able to get a new deal with Texas and Oklahoma.
Right.
Now, you know, everyone points to BYU. There's going to be complications with BYU. BYU has its own television network. There are religious issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's plenty of, like, this isn't a fix-all. And then on top of that, like, I mean, BYU has its own TV deal with ESPN2, or with ESPN, and they usually get put on ESPN2. Like, it's fine, but it's not like they don't put up, like, life-changing numbers.
No.
Like, there's nothing that BYU is going to bring to the table that makes ESPN go, hey, we were totally wrong. We're ready to negotiate
with
you.
Completely agree.
So,
yeah.
You know, in the end, the Southwest Conference dissolved. Like, yeah, it's a different set of circumstances, but I mean, it dissolved.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fascinating to watch how this whole thing plays out. I mean, I'm a Memphis fan, so it's coming through the eyes of fandom. Like, I'm a little more optimistic on this than I think some. Like, I just think that if you're Memphis, you kind of stand pat, watch how this plays out. Keep making your phone calls, make sure you're in the know of what's going on, and make sure
let's put them on it. I understand. I mean, I've lived here my whole life. Like, I understand the natural skepticism and the natural thought that, here we go again. Here's another
round.
They're
going to pluck all the good schools, not include us, Big 12. Yeah.
I think if you look at where it's going, I don't think Memphis is going to be in any worse of a spot than it was on Friday, before any of this or whatever, Monday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the end, you're not going to level up, probably. You're still going to probably be in the best conference outside of whatever we're going to call the power. Like, the best, you're going to be in the best group of five or whatever. You're going to be in whatever that, I don't know what that's going to be called or what, you know,
right.
Is it still going to be the AAC? I don't know. But you're going to be in the conference that it's probably not going to have the seat at the big boy table. But it's still going to have the, like, we've discussed this year, it's become increasingly obvious the AAC has separated itself from the rest of the group of five. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
It has to be a weird season for whoever wins the AAC to not get the Access Bowl, to not get that spot.
Yeah.
And I don't think Memphis is going to be in any different shape when all the dust settles. I think they're going to still be. Now, I don't think they're going to get. I don't think they're magically going to be a part of, you know, some new super league. But I'm also not really certain. I think there's. When everyone talks about super conferences, I think what we're watching right now, there's one super conference, and then there's another pretty. What's one step below super?
Yeah. It's SEC, Big Ten, and then
there's a
ACC,
gap.
And then Pac-12, right?
Yeah.
That's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to watch it play out. Make sure you are listening to Jeffrey Monday at 2:00. Because I'm sure we're going to have a ton of stuff on this coming out over the weekend. There's literally news breaking as we speak on it. So Jeffrey will be listening on Monday at 2:00 for your expertise, my college basketball or college football expert, Jeffrey Wright. I guess you're kind of a college basketball expert too.
I just think expert.
You're just an expert in general. All right, dude. Appreciate you joining me.
All right, buddy.
When we come back, I've got some Olympic preview for you. Some Olympics preview. The opening ceremonies were today. They were actually early this morning, but they're going to re-air them tonight on NBC because obviously there's a huge time difference between here in Tokyo. So we'll talk a little Olympics because I have a few interesting storylines I think you're going to want to pay attention to as the games kick off this weekend. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to The Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle in for GP today. Got Connor Dunning here in studio with me as well. Talk to him next. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Memphis proudly support the 2021 Church Health Giving Day. All day on Tuesday, July 27th. Help us by becoming a champion and join hundreds of others who give to church health. Committed, compassionate, and ensuring quality health care to those in need. Donate through the link at 92.9ESPN.com or help out today through churchhealth.org. 92.9 FM ESPN cares about Memphis and the Mid-South community.
Hey, hey, Mid-South, it's time to trade up at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. Hey, what's happening over there, Jeff Allen?
We got it going on, and we're ready to help you trade up to your next Kia. I've got a 2022 Kia sold, not a lease, and 0.9% APR, $289 a month. 2022 Kia Sportage, 0% APR, and only $365 a month. And if you want American-made, we got it with 2022 Kia K5, now $374 a month.
Plus, every Gossett Kia comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All $29.99 down payment, 60 months, sold in 715-0981, 0.9% MSRP, $20,685. Sportage, N79-79-540, 0% MSRP, $26,060. K5 NGO 950-54, 0.9% MSRP, $25,840. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax title license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 7/31/2021. Dealer stock only. Must finance through Kia on APR offer.
The evolution of Gary Clark Jr. continues.
This is where I come from. This is mine.
Now the electrifying performer takes the stage. October 24th, Orpheum Theater.
Come together.
Buy tickets now at LiveNation.com. His latest album, This Land, available now.
This is Gary Parish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning The Gary Parish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Is there a room in your house that never seems to cool or heat the way you think it should? Then a Mitsubishi ductless system may be a solution for you. Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Douglas Systems are relatively new to the United States, but Mitsubishi Douglas Systems are a proven energy saver because the system does not have any ductwork, so it can blow colder air in the summer and warmer air in the winter. Mitsubishi's inverter-driven compressors automatically adjust to your cooling or heating demands to deliver ideal comfort while only using the energy that is needed. No more, no less. Do you have a bonus room, sunroom, or master bedroom that never cools right? Maybe a new addition to your home or a garage you want heated or cooled. Now you can do it efficiently. Call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule your free estimate. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
The Tennessee Cash Jackpot is getting bigger. With the jackpot now up to $740,000, you could be tonight's big winner. Tennessee Cash tickets are available at any Tennessee Lottery retailer.
How do you keep a workout fresh every day?
Clap it up, Peloton. Let's do this.
By getting everything from endurance rides to restorative yoga, all right at home. The Peloton Bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life."
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. The unicorn of cleaning.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers a high-yield savings account with a rate that can earn you four times the national average. Banks offer free pens. So what's more important? Savings options to help you make the most of your money or free pens? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC. National averages based on savings account data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Learn more at Marcus.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right.
Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. It's GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me now. And Connor, believe it or not, the Olympics are here. The opening ceremony happened super early this morning in Tokyo. They're going to re-air it tonight in primetime on NBC. And it was apparently like really, really a big spectacle. Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic torch. And like I said, it's going to be on the next few weeks, man. I'm kind of excited now about the Olympics. We're done with NBA. We're waiting a couple weeks here for football to start. It's fun to kind of have something else. I mean, me and GP talk a lot of baseball, but not everyone cares about baseball. And so it's kind of fun to have the Olympics back after missing out last year due to COVID. And so I want to go through some of the big storylines of the Olympics and what you need to be paying attention to. Matt Norlander, GP's buddy who does the Ion College basketball podcast with him, he's got a great story over at CBSSports.com to check out if you need a quick crash course on this year's Olympics. And I think the number one big storyline is, of course, Simone Biles. She's back, ready to make some noise this year. In terms of American Olympians, Biles is the biggest deal. She's the most famous athlete. She's the most dominant competitor, 24 years old, and she's already one of the greatest athletes in the world. She is one of the most impressive athletes in Olympic history and owns four gold medals and took a bronze in 2016. And so you're going to be watching her every time she competes. And if she medals in four more events, she's going to be the most decorated gymnast in Olympic history. So Simone Biles needs four medals to be the most decorated Olympian ever, and I think that is likely to happen.
Feels so like a safe bet.
Yeah, she's the big story coming into it, so you want to pay attention to that. Number two, another female athlete who you really want to pay attention to is of course, Katie Ledecky, a swimmer. She could be even more dominant in her sport due to how much she's capable of distancing herself from the competition. Over the next few weeks, Ledecky will certifiably replace Michael Phelps as the face of American swimming. And like Biles, she's only 24 years old. She's competing in her third Olympic Games, and she's expected to win gold in the 200-meter freestyle, 400-meter freestyle, 800-meter freestyle, and 1500-meter freestyle, which that one's new to the Olympics this year. There's never been a female swimmer as fast as her, and in the events that she's actually competing in, there's never been a swimmer as fast as Katie Ledecky. And this is where she can kind of submit her status as an all-time Olympic legend. So Katie Ledecky is the other big-time American athlete you want to be paying attention to this year. And then third, which you can speak on, USA basketball, man. That's another big storyline. We had some big news yesterday that kind of got buried just because of all the news that we were talking about with the Big 12 and SEC, that Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and Devin Booker have all traveled to Tokyo. So they're all going to be on the team. So they're getting reinforcements, which, in my opinion, having Drew Holiday is big.
It's huge. And, yeah. then they also got Zach LaVine back this week, too, because he cleared like health and safety protocol, so he should be able to play with the team. And, yeah, getting those four guys back on that team, we said it, you know, the last 2 weeks when Team USA has been, you know, they've been quote-unquote struggling, I guess. It's been, I think the whole time we've kind of thought, once they get over there, they're going to flip the switch. They're going to get these guys coming from the finals. And all three, four of the guys that they're getting are going to be big pieces on the team. Like you said, Drew Holiday being a real point guard for them and the defender that he's going to be, I think is going to be tremendous for Team USA.
Yeah, I do too. And the reason, obviously, we've talked about them being down, if you want to call it that, is because they only took two Team USA. The USA men's basketball in the Olympics has only taken two total losses in international play from 1992 until June of 2021, and then they lost two games in less than a week. So that's why everybody was freaking out, because USA basketball never loses.
And then, like, the women's soccer team lost, too. It's like, what's happening?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I'm glad you brought that, because that's the fourth thing that you want to be paying attention to coming into this year's Olympics. And we haven't mentioned this, dude. The women's soccer team lost for the first time in 44 matches.
Unbelievable.
3-0 in the opening group stage, lost to Sweden. And if you remember, the U.S. women's soccer team, obviously they're dominant. They won the World Cup. But they're not the reigning Olympic gold medal champions. It is Sweden.
Right.
Sweden beat them in the quarterfinal in 2016, causing them not to medal for the first time. So it's a huge year for them. They're still the favorites, even though they lost 3-0 to Sweden. But they do have work to do now. They return Megan Rapinoe, Carly Lloyd, Julie Ertz, and Alex Morgan. So they've got a great team. But they've got work to do. And so I think you kind of watched these early group stage matches with the U.S. women's soccer team in years past. And, you know, you just casually watch it because they're going to just roll until you start getting into the knockout stage. And now they got a little bit of work to do because they started with a big hole with that 3-0 loss. So it'll be good to watch them. I believe their next match, I don't have it in front of me.
I think it's tomorrow.
I think they play
tomorrow. Like 6:30 a.m.
Yeah. And obviously we got a big time difference. I think right now it's like 6:40 p.m. I'm sorry, 6:40 a.m. in Tokyo. I think it's I think that's how far off we are from them. The U.S. women's soccer team, that's what you want to pay attention to. And then number five, this is a new name to keep an eye on. I want to make sure I'm saying his name right. Arion Knighton. He is a 20-year – or no, I'm sorry. He is his 20.11-second run in early June in the 200 meters bested Usain Bolt's under-18 record from 18 years ago.
Wow.
And so at the Olympic trials, Knighton improved on his time with a 19.88 run. Then he eased up at the very end, so it should have even been better than that. But that sprint was better than Bolt's record as an under-20-year-old from 2004. And in the final, Knighton crossed in 19.84 seconds. That's two world junior records. He's not going to turn 18 till January, Arion Knighton, and he could be the face of men's track and field for the next decade. His events are the two most glamorous in track and field, the 100 and 200-meter dash. He took third in the men's 200 meters at the Olympic trials in June, and according to U.S. Track and Field, Knighton is the youngest American male to compete in an Olympiad's track and field competition since 1964. And then the subplot is that he's coming on as the fresh young face, but Noah Lyles is the guy that everyone kind of knows heading into this Olympics for men's track and field. And so that'll be interesting to keep an eye on those two. It's two pretty big names that you're going to want to watch this year in track and field. Lyles ran the fastest time in June's trials, followed by Kenny Bednarek, and then Knighton came in third place. So the 200 is Noah Lyles still to lose, but Knighton's emergence makes him a great theater for the second half of the Olympic schedule. And the last time an American male won a gold medal in the 200 meters was the 2004 Olympic Games. So U.S. track and field, like they got a chance to make some noise this year, and Arianne Knighton will be a name to keep an eye on in that. And then finally, we got a few new sports in the Olympics this year: skateboarding, karate, sport climbing, and surfing. This is also the return of baseball and softball to the games after a 13-year hiatus. So that'd be cool to watch skateboarding in the Olympics, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the climbing. Have you seen competitive climbing before?
I have, yes.
It is insane.
That'll be cool. Yeah, the sport, they're calling it sport climbing.
They move so fast.
Just a stupid name. But no, I'm excited about that. I saw I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but they had like the image of like our best skater who's participating in skateboarding, and he looks awesome. Like,
I love
he's
that it's in there,
covered in neck tattoos. Yeah. Like he just looks like a badass. So keep an eye out for that U.S. skateboarding. So that's a few storylines going into the Olympics this year. Names to keep an eye on, of course, Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, and Arianne Knighton. Those are some big names to watch this year in the Olympics. When we come back, I've got four stories. We've got a big Major League Baseball story from today, news about two-star NFL wide receivers, a cool story from University of Memphis men's basketball yesterday, and then we got a few things that we're watching this weekend that we think you should watch as well, and you're going to convince me why I need to purchase Apple TV to watch a show that everyone's been talking about this week. So we'll talk about that next. You're listening to The Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle in studio, got Connor Dunning here with me, and we're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
2021 is the summer of sports on 92.9 FM ESPN. With full coverage of the NBA and the NBA draft, the Olympics, college hoops, and grassroots recruiting, SEC Media Days, and the FedEx St. Jude Invitational. It's the summer of sports with Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Summer is here. It's super duper hot outside, so hopefully you get a chance to spend some days hanging at the pool, enjoying life, relaxing a bit. And if you're doing those things while having a drink, why not make it the drink that I drink, New Amsterdam Vodka? This is Gary Parish reminding you that New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It is 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. It makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these summer months. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety: watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, redberry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that is the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Trading in or selling your car, truck, or SUV, WeBuyAnyCar.com takes the hassle out of selling in just 3 easy steps. 1, get your free online valuation. 2, drive to your local car buying center. And 3, walk out with your check in as little as 30 minutes. So don't wait. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
This is Gary Parish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has 2 locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Start your engine. Legends Mid-South. Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike is ready for the Enjoy Your Summer Style sales event. Get plenty of pulling power and more standard features than Mazda CX-5 and Ford Escape in your new 2022 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, $229 a month. And hit the road in a 7-passenger 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. We Gossett at $259 a month. All powered by our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So don't miss the Enjoy Your Summer Style sales event at Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 500 military rebate, 750 loyalty rebate, 48 months, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage. Outlander NZ016672, MSRP 29480, Cross NC003186, MSRP 27725. Includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 7/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
Win a muscle car at the Fitz at the $250,000 muscle cars and promo cash giveaway Fridays and Saturdays in July. Win $500 every 10 minutes from 7 to 11 p.m. and $2,500 more in promo cash at midnight. Good, but it gets better. Win $10,000 promo cash on the 3rd, 17th, and 31st. And on the 10th and 24th, someone's driving home in a 2021 Chevrolet Camaro and a 2021 Ford Mustang. The $250,000 muscle cars and promo cash giveaway at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 again. We'll gamble problem. Call 1-800-522-4700.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the biggest Callaway trade-in event of the year. Starting this Thursday through Sunday, bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 75% trade-in bonus towards new Apex irons and Epic Woods. Both the Apex and Epic families are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Go to worldwidegolfshops.com or call the store nearest you to schedule your free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Hey, hey, Miss South, it's time to trade up at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event. Hey, what's happening over there, Jeff Allen?
We got it going on, and we're ready to help you trade up to your next Kia. I've got a 2022 Kia Soul, not a lease, and 0.9% APR, $289 a month. 2022 Kia Sportage, 0% APR, and only $365 a month. And if you want American-made, we Gossett with 2022 Kia K5, now $374 a month.
Plus, every Gossett Kia comes with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All $29.99 down payment, 60 months, sold in 715-0981, 0.9% MSRP, $20,685. Sportage in 7979-540, 0% MSRP, $26,060. K5 NGO 95054, 0.9% MSRP, $25,840. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 7/31/2021. Dealer stock only. Must finance through Kia on APR offer.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The God Killer, this Tokyo, and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus...
All right, welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. It is Bennett Doyle filling in for GP today. He's going to be back on Monday. He is enjoying a much-needed vacation. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me, and we got some stuff to talk about. Let's do four stories.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
All right, let's start with Major League Baseball. The Cleveland Indians are no longer a thing. They have officially changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians. Got a new logo as well, and they unveiled it with a great video package voiced by Tom Hanks, which PR 101 tip. If you want good publicity, have Tom Hanks involved in some fashion.
Like, yes.
It helps your brand.
Yeah.
You know, when you're unveiling a new brand, just get Tom Hanks to voice your package.
It was like, either The Simpsons or South Park that was like, whenever you need something, borrow some of Tom Hanks's, like, charm.
Yes,
exactly. His credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, borrow it.
One of the most likable people in Hollywood, Tom Hanks. But I got to be honest, I think the Cleveland Guardians is kind of unlikable. I heard Jeff and Jeffrey say this morning, and I could not agree more, it sounds like an Arena Football League.
It does.
Team name. Cleveland Guardians. I think there is a Guardians. There was like a Guardians either Arena League or XFL or something. So it sounds like an Arena League team.
I don't mind. I kind of dig it because I get the connection to the city. I get the statues and all that kind of stuff. My only problem with it is the word Guardians looks misspelled to me every single time I see it. And it's just because I'm kind of dumb. But every single time
logo?
I see
you mean,
I'm just saying the word Guardians.
Oh, okay.
And when I see it in Guardians of the Galaxy, anything, it just looks misspelled to me for some reason. So it bothers me. That's the only reason it bothers me.
I'm not a big fan of the logo. I don't know. I know it's easy to crap on like a team when they're rebranding. And they're doing the right thing, obviously. I'm glad that they changed their name, but I'm just not a huge fan of the Cleveland Guardians, and frankly, I'm not a huge fan of the city of Cleveland. I don't like
it. It just
like
feels
Cleveland.
A bit like a missed opportunity a little bit, I think. It just a little bit.
Yeah, Cleveland, look, I'll make no bones about it. I don't like the city of Cleveland because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame should be in Memphis, Tennessee.
100%,
it should not
no
be
questions
in
asked.
Freaking Cleveland, Ohio.
I've never
the only reason
that.
It's there is because there was some DJ in Cleveland that, like, supposedly dubbed the name Rock and Roll. And so that's why it's so dumb. When you think of rock and roll music, one of the last cities you're going to think of is Cleveland, Ohio. So it's just lame that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's in Cleveland. So I've never liked that city because of that. I've visited before, and it's not bad. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's pretty cool. But, again, it should be here instead of there. So the Cleveland Indians, they are now the Cleveland Guardians. What thumbs up, thumbs down on the Guardians?
I guess thumbs down, but,
I'm gonna go
but
thumbs
it's
down.
Like it's kind of like I don't really care. Thumbs down.
I think you got to be a little more creative than the Guardians and
like the Kraken, like the Seattle Kraken's an incredible name.
The Seattle Kraken is cool.
I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
The Seattle.
I need a hockey team.
There you go. The Seattle Kraken is a cool name, an original. The Cleveland Guardians is an Arena Football League name, so so we're not on board with it. But good luck to their future endeavors as the Cleveland Guardians.
Story number two.
Okay, we have NFL news about two-star NFL wide receivers. First one came down this morning. Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas likely to miss the first month of the season after ankle surgery in June. So, I know a lot of people are going to start fantasy drafts here in a couple weeks. Michael Thomas is one of those. I don't know if he's necessarily a wide receiver one anymore without Drew Brees there, but he's going to miss the first month of the season, so you don't want to be drafting Michael Thomas as your first receiver. And the Saints, man, like they, I don't know. I think with Sean Payton there, I think he's a brilliant coach. They've still got Alvin Kamara. Like there, I think Jameis has potential to thrive there if he's going to be the starting quarterback. Who knows if it's going to be him or Taysom Hill? We don't know yet. I still think they've got a chance to be the second best team in that division behind the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but they could really take a step back, losing their number one wide receiver. So we'll see what happens there. Michael Thomas going to miss the first month of the season. And then from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network earlier today, Packers and star wide receiver Devontae Adams have broken off long-term extension talks. They had been negotiating for months, but they are now, quote, in a bad place. So the Packers, man, they're number one, their franchise quarterback and their best receiver, They're not getting along with the team right now. Packers are in trouble, dude.
Devontae Adams is smart. That man is smart. He's not going to sign up to that team long term.
I'm not playing here. If Aaron Rodgers is not playing
here, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, I get it. Like, if I'm Devontae Adams, like, I think Devontae Adams is a great player, and I think he'll be a great receiver wherever he goes. But Aaron Rodgers has made some receivers. Let's not get
100%.
It twisted, right? I think Devontae Adams is still an elite wide receiver, and he's going to be good wherever he goes. But it's like you said, you got to use your leverage a little bit. Like if this guy is not going to be here, who has helped make my career, I'm not going to be here either. So y'all better figure it out with him if you want to negotiate on a deal with me. And I would have that stance, too, if I was Devontae Adams. It makes complete
sense. I think
it's
smart.
Yeah, so him and the Packers, they have broken off negotiations, and we'll see where that one goes here in the next couple weeks.
Story number three.
Cool story out of the University of Memphis. Jason Smith was talking about it earlier today on Jason John. Nick Merriweather, son of Des Merriweather, who is Penny Hardaway's best friend. Penny took over for the middle school team. After Des Merriweather became ill and ultimately passed away, Nick played for Penny at East. They won multiple state championships, and then he eventually went on to play for Southwest. He's going to walk on for Memphis this year, so it's a cool story. I'm sure you guys have heard Penny and Alex Lomax. They have said, do it for Des many times, obviously talking about Des Merriweather. So it's a really cool story. He passed away years back. He was Penny's best friend, and Penny kind of credits Dez for ultimately getting him into coaching,
right.
you know? And
mm-hmm.
so it's really cool. Hopefully we'll see Nick play for the Tigers eventually, but he's going to be there as a walk-on, so it's good to have him part of the team. I believe there is a story that they wrote about it over at the Daily Memphian.
Story number four.
All right, big weekend, Connor. We already touched on the Olympics. I'm going to be watching some Olympics this weekend, but there's also just a ton of stuff I'm excited about watching this weekend. Now, I told you last week I watched Space Jam 2. We both gave that a thumbs up, especially if you got kids. Watch Space Jam 2 with your kids. And then I also went to the movie theater for the first time last week. I went and saw the Anthony Bourdain documentary, Roadrunner, and it was awesome. Went and saw that over at Ridgeway Cinema Grill, which is one of my favorite movie theaters in Memphis. And there's some good stuff this weekend. So I'm going to start with you because everyone's talking about the season 2 premiere of Ted Lasso on Apple TV. Now, I don't have Apple TV, okay? So I need you to convince me why I should get Apple TV to watch Ted Lasso because I know that it's about soccer and I know that he's a soccer coach, but that's all I know. And everyone's talking about this show right now. Like, all I see on Twitter right now is Ted Lasso, Ted Lasso, Ted Lasso. So why should I be watching Ted Lasso?
Yeah, well, first off, one of the biggest bummers in my entire life happened about 20 minutes ago when I realized that Ted Lasso season 2 isn't a bingeable series. Like, it's a weekly type of show like Loki was. Mm-hmm. Because I was late to the party on season 1, so when we watched it, we watched all 10 episodes in a single day.
Okay.
First off, that tells you how good this thing is.
What is it? Is it a 30-minute show?
I think it's 30 minutes because they don't have to do with commercials, so it's probably 30.
Okay.
Someone checked that on me for me. But it's, so, you know how, like, The Office and Parks and Rec and Scrubs even, shows like that took kind of like one or two seasons to really get into the characters and figure out what the show is?
Yes.
I think the thing about Ted Lasso that was so pleasantly surprising was the characters were basically fully formed by, like, episode 5. I don't know how they did it, but you were in it. And this show was hitting on all cylinders in season 1 to a level where you don't really see a lot of shows reach. I think another thing about it, too, is that, let's be honest, 2020 was a hell of a year. It was terrible for a lot of us. It was really a struggle. So having a show that is just relentlessly optimistic come out and be a, like, a beacon of positivity, I think is something that people are drawn to.
Okay, so is it funny?
Yes.
Like, that's
the thing.
Is it a comedy? Like, I don't understand.
So it's a comedy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.